Our first reading comes to us from Romans in chapter 8. It says there, "So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Our second reading comes to us from Genesis in chapter 28, beginning in the 10th verse. It says there, "Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, 'I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.' Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.' So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head, and he set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel. But the name of the city was Luz at the first." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? God, before we began this worship service, we were praying that you would strengthen our voices and our fingers, that you would help us to give you our very best during worship, and that you would forgive us the things that we don't do well. And we tested that right off the top. We are so thankful that we have a God who is gracious to us, who loves us despite our failings and our flaws. Just as I prayed for us that our voices would be strengthened, my voice finally kicked in. And it reminds me, it should remind all of us, that we should bring our struggles to you. For you are mighty and powerful, and you are always with us. If not fixing it, at least you're down there in the ditch with us. And so, God, whatever it is that is going on in our lives this week, the times when we felt we were just fine, those moments when we were frustrated, exasperated, stressed out, Whatever may be going on in our lives, may we bring it to you. May we bring it to your word and hear what it is that you have to say to us. Fill us with your love, we pray. God, take my words. May they not be my words. But may I be an instrument of your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Helen Keller was asked, what would be worse than being born blind? She responded, to have sight and no vision. Life can feel pretty listless, exasperating, and downright dull without a vision, without a dream. In Genesis, we meet Jacob, son of Isaac, younger brother of Esau, whom he forced to sell his birthright for a bowl of soup. Unfortunately, Esau becomes not a big fan of his conniving little brother. Before Esau can kill Jacob, though, he runs away. Jacob, he has no dream. He's just trying to survive the day-to-day when he gets tired from all that running, takes a stone, puts it under his head, and lays down to sleep. And that's when Jacob has a dream. He dreams of a ladder that connects the earth to the heaven. And there are angels going up and down this ladder. God comes and stands next to Jacob, saying, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land that you're standing on right now, I'm going to give it to you and to your offspring. Generations of your family are going to spread and inhabit it. Everyone on the face of the earth will be blessed because of you and your family. I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have fulfilled my promise to you. Jacob wakes up from the dream. I imagine it was like those dreams when you wake up and it's so profound, you're scrounging for paper and pen to write it down so you don't forget it. It's like one of those dreams times infinity. Jacob wakes up and he realizes that God is here. He exclaims, how awesome is this place? So he gets up in the wee hours of the morning, takes the stone from beneath his head, sets it up like a pillar, stone upon stone, pours oil on top of it, and calls the place Bethel. Now, how's that for a dream? You know, many of us have no dream. We're just surviving. We're living for the moment, just trying to make it through. We're all running from our own Esaus, whether they be people and relationships, jobs, bills, viruses, or the Esaus within us, like our fears, pride, or need for control. We're all running, but we all need a dream. Not just a dream like the day the coronavirus is defeated, not just a dream like a promotion or a fancy house or marriage or retirement, an even bigger dream, God's dream. Jacob's dream, his God dream, comes when he's flat exhausted. He can't go anymore. He can't run anymore. He can't do it on his own anymore. He's got nothing left in the tank. God dreams often happen like that. Perhaps mostly because we have a habit of exhausting all other options before we give God a try. We lay our head down on the rock, and that's when it happens. God comes and inhabits our dreams. That's right. God doesn't just want your waking hours. God wants your sleep, too. God wants all of you. And the dream hits us like a big wave, like a flash of light, like something that goes whizzing by. And that dream gets us all excited, maybe a little scared too, but mostly excited, because this is no ordinary dream. It's a God dream. Did you know that God has a dream for you? God has a dream for you. God dreams that we be saved, that we be holy, and that we share the good news of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ with others. That's the dream. That's the big vision. But then there's how God breaks that dream down on an individual level. God has a specific dream for each of us, a specific way that each of us is to live into that big, broader dream. So when God comes to you in the dream, it's tailor-made for you, just for you. It fits just right. God has some master plan for how he's going to take the talents and gifts that he created you with. He's going to take them and he's going to use them as you play your part in the broader dream. He takes your talents and gifts, but he also takes scripture, a specific verse, or there's something going on in your life and some scripture flies, it pops into your head, and you think, I know what I'm supposed to learn here. I know what I'm supposed to do here. May not know how to do it, but I know what I'm supposed to do. I wonder, though, are you really, truly interested in what God's dream is for your life, or do you just think that it's a good idea, but you've got more pressing matters at hand? Are you really willing for God to come and inhabit your dreams, stop you from running dead in your tracks, and give you a battle to fight, a dragon to slay, a vision, a purpose? The thing is, a dream is only that. It's a dream. It's only a dream until you follow it up with action. It's just fluff. It's just something to occupy your mind until you wake up or something else comes along that you'd rather do until you act on it. God's dreams don't have to just be dreams. They can become reality. Years ago, in my first appointment to the Eastern Shore on the Guilford Charge, Guilford and St. Thomas United Methodist Churches, I'd been there maybe for less than a year or just over a year. And I was trying, I learned the community, I knew the people, and I was trying to figure out, what do you want us to do, God? What's the dream? What's the vision? What's the plan that you have for us for my time here? How do I take the gifts and talents of the people that you have blessed me with, and what are we supposed to do together? And I went to this training event called the Global Leadership Summit. They had satellite campuses all over the place, but one was over in Virginia Beach, and so I went to that with some other people from the district. And I was sitting there, and there was great worship, and there were some great speakers, and then there was a speaker who was not so great. And I was sitting there with my notebook in my lap, and I was praying, and I was saying, God, what's the vision? What is it that you want us to do? Don't let me just take up space. Don't let me maintain the status quo. What is it that you want us to do? And as I sat there, two words popped into my head. Fishing expedition. Fishing expedition. And that's when I realized what we were supposed to do. You see, the Eastern Shore is filled with people who love to go fishing. I had a friend who found out that I was going to be moving to the Eastern Shore and serving there, and she said, I asked, what are people doing on Sunday morning if they're not in church? And she said, they go fishing. And I thought, huh, we have people who are fishermen in our church, people who participate in fishing tournaments. Why can't we host a fishing tournament? And while they're fishing for fish, we'll go fishing for people. And so I brought this crazy idea to the congregation. I said, I think we're supposed to have a fishing expedition. And I explained what it was. And they just jumped on it. Oh, okay, I've got scales for us to use to weigh the fish. And the people were going around to retailers and to restaurants and all that sort of thing, and gathering up prizes. I mean, we had more prizes than we knew what to do with. Our community was so behind it. And we planned the worship, and we got out word. One of the members of the church, he went and he was on the local radio station, and the DJ there, who passed away not long after that, actually, he said, wow, this is the best interview I have ever done. And if you know Joel Simpson, he was the guy who went from our church and did that interview, he's one in a million, that's for sure. He's quite the character. And that day, we gathered, the weather was beautiful, and we went fishing for people. God has a dream, a broader dream, that we would be saved, that we would be holy, that we would share our faith. But there's a specific way that each of us is called to live into that dream. I hope that as you lay down your head to sleep this evening, you make space for God to inhabit your dreams. And when you awaken, may you awaken invigorated to stop running from your Esau's and start living for God's dream for you. Amen.